Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It's time now for our weekly Life in 5 interview, where we get to chat to someone just about their life, its ups and downs, and also their faith as well. It's a very simple concept. They answer 5 questions that they choose from a short list, and that's how we get to know them. And my next guest with me in studio is Ethel Wobo. It's great to have you with us, Ethel. Good morning to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning to you too.
Before we get to your lovely questions, tell us about yourself. Who's Ethel?
Ethel is a gospel singer, a songwriter. First, again, a mother, a wife.
How many kids have you got, Ethel? 2 kids, yeah.
A boy and a girl. And I'm a social care worker. And
you're from Nigeria?
I'm from Nigeria.
And how long have you been living in Ireland?
I've lived in Ireland now for 12 years.
So you obviously like it here.
I do.
Talk to me just a little bit about your... We're going to play one of your pieces of music later on, and you're going to tell us about the song, but tell us a little bit of just about your experience of gospel singing.
I am gospel singing. My experience has been like I grew up in a, I'll say, background of music. My uncle was then a choir master in church, in the Anglican church then, and I would go with him each time we have choir practice. I think I should be about age 7 or 8. And I know then maybe, you know, I wouldn't understand music that much, but the interest and the love for music has been there. But I started singing in a group, in a choir in Nigeria, you know, about 15, 16 years back then. And from there, I sang in a group, and I sang as an individual as well, led worship in a church and in concerts and all of that. So, yes, so my life of music, I'll say my life has been music.
It's a big part of your life.
Yes.
Right, Ethel, let's get to some of your questions. So your first question today is, what is your favorite Bible verse and why?
My favorite Bible verse, I would have quite a number of them. But I would go with Romans 8:35. Now, that verse says, what can separate us from the love of God? Because I believe as a Christian, as a child of God that I am, the love of God is great. It's for God, because God loves us so much that we are here. And so he said, what can separate us from that love that God has for us? He said, is it trials? Is it difficulty? Is it sin? So it wasn't like a question that he was demanding an answer. It was a statement of fact that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And so it doesn't matter who we are, where we're coming from, what we have done or not, God still loves us. In the same way, he also says to us that in the same Romans, he says that God demonstrated his love towards us. He showed us his love, you know, that even though we were still sinners, he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for us. So the love of God is great in our lives as individuals, as Christians, as we live on. One of my tracks actually is titled No Greater Love. It's taken from John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. You know, for the love that he has for humanity, he sent his son to die for us. And so, yes, the love of God is great in my life, because, and that is why I live my life for God. And all that I do, all that I will ever want to be, I want to glorify him, because his love is great.
It's a really lovely piece of scripture that you've picked. And I think it's something that we actually find difficult to reconcile with. How can God love me when I think of the things I've done or failed to
do? Exactly, yes.
And so a really nice piece of scripture you've picked there. Okay, your second question is, how God helps you, Ethel, in your work?
Oh, I'll say God helps me every day of my work, because again, without God, I'm nothing. I draw strength from him. He gives me the strength to go to work, the guidance, the direction, the wisdom to also work, you know, within your environment. Because some days, or sometimes you're faced with difficult situations, and at that point you're like, okay, what do I do here? That is where the wisdom of God comes.
So you ask for help.
You ask for help. And before, like, I make this a habit for myself. When I'm driving to work that day, I say to God, order my steps, direct my steps to the right places, to the right persons, to say the right things, to do the right things today. You know, the Bible says that the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. So I just speak that scripture over my life and ask God to just guide me and direct me. And honestly, I would say, in your work environment, there are things that just come up and you're like, how do I go about this? But when God has in many occasions and in many times saw me through it and just give me that wisdom
of knowing what to do
to handle the situation,
especially as you say, Ethel, in difficult situations. I think we underestimate how God is there in every step. Even yesterday, we got a lovely text message in from someone who was listening to an interview with Pastor Solomon, who was our prayer coach yesterday, and they said, you know, I left early so I wouldn't be stuck in traffic, and I ended up stuck in really bad traffic and was late, but it meant I heard that interview. I was obviously meant to hear it.
Yes,
I just thought that's one of those little examples.
Yes, he just walks. So you don't understand it, but God has a plan. He's taking you somewhere. You may not see it, you may not understand it, but he always works it out for us.
Okay, question number three. Is a time you heard something, Ethel, clear from God?
Yes, I would say, you know, sometimes in some things that we consider little, maybe they don't matter, but still there's that voice, God, saying, do this. I will give an instance. On this day, I was going to work, and my usual road would be, you know, traveling the same route. And for some reason, this voice just came to me. I said, go left, take this narrow path and drive through them. Like, why would I want to go to this? Somehow, I didn't listen. So I went through there, and there was an accident. I was stuck in that traffic for an hour. Whereas if I had gone that way, maybe 5-10 minutes, I would be at work. So, and then I realized, I'm like, wow. I should have listened. Now, that is as little as it was, God was saying something to me. Another instance was we had this pet. It's a rabbit. My daughter wanted a pet, so we got her one. And it was in the heat of summer. I think it was about 30 degrees 2 years ago. I came back from a night shift. I was so tired. And this rabbit has a cage that, you know, we let him in or let her in sometimes. But there's this cat that usually comes into our backyard from nowhere and chase this rabbit all around. And so for that, I came into work and I was so tired. I'm like, okay, look, I'm going to put you in this cage because I don't want that cat coming over. And I went to sleep, only to wake up later in the day, afternoon, my kids were back from school. And because they love this pet so much, they ran to go play around with it. And it was completely dried out in the sun. Now, even when I was leaving that rabbit in the cage, something said to me, leave this thing, leave it open. He can run around and hide itself under the flowers, whatever, you know, even when it gets too hot. But I didn't listen again.
So the lesson is listen.
Listen. Sometimes. But again, the clear one that I would say that God, before I went into doing my album, I have been preparing the last 4 or 5 years, putting my songs together until, boom, there was this track that just came. It's titled Melody and Joy. That was the track that actually pushed my going into production. And I said, it's time now, you know, to get into production.
You knew the time was right. Where do you see God in everyday life?
God, I would just literally say, is everywhere. But in the people I meet every day, in the work that I do, God is there. In, you know, when you see the kindness, the goodness that people show towards one another, that is God. You know, when people are generous towards their neighbors or people they don't even know, you know, acts of kindness, generosity, mercy, forgiveness, God is there. I have an instance of, I would never forget this. I was shopping in Audi one day. I think I took so much time because I met an old friend and we got talking, lost track of time, and they clamped my car by the time I got out of shopping. So, and on this day, I only had cash to the shopping. Like, I didn't even bring my purse or my card or something. And the guy clamped my car. I pleaded my heart out. Like, I don't have money. I have just my shopping. So, no, ring the whatever, you know, the way they say ring this place. And then I did. I rang them and they're like, look, your car is clamped. So just pay the fine, 80 euro. It was a tough time for me that day. I'm like, I have no money. I've just shopped and this is my shopping. And the guy won't listen to me. I went back into the shop. I gave them back all my shopping to get money back. And still I had like 60 euro. So I didn't realize there was this couple, elderly people just in the car watching the whole scenario, what was going on. And we had been through this for like almost an hour. We're still standing trying to get this back and front, back and front. And finally, I gave the guy what I had and he still wouldn't unclamp my car. And this man came out of his car and said, look, take 50 euro, add up to that and pay for your clamping. I looked at him. I'm like, what? Say, yes, 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 just pay him. And I paid. And he said to me, do you have money to, because I saw you return your shopping, do you have money to do your shopping? And I'm like, look, I'll do that another day. And he was going to offer me another. I'm like, no, you've done enough. Now, this is kindness, generosity. You just see, and I ask myself, we have such people like around, you know. So God is just there all the time with us everywhere we go. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So in our daily life, in our daily contact activities,
in
everything
the little
we
things
do,
that you see,
God is there.
And final question for you, Ethel. What makes you happy?
What makes me happy? I say I have a heart to... I love when people are able to meet their potential, especially if I am contributing to that.
If I'm
helping to get somebody's dreams or their... whatever plans they have I'm also happy when I'm able to encourage and support people through their difficult times. You know, it gives me great joy when people achieve what they actually meant to achieve. Like you don't hide out, you don't lock yourself out, even though you have this gift, because there are people that have gifts, that have potential, but maybe they don't know how to bring it out there. So
and you can help them.
Yeah, so once I can help them to get to that, it gives me great joy. I'm happy.
Ethel, it's been lovely to chat to you this morning. We are going to play out with one of your songs. It's called All For You. I've been chatting to our Life in Five guest today, Ethel Mwobo, and she is going to tell us a little bit about the song we're playing out with before we do. Tell us about All For You, Ethel.
All For You is my title track album. And again, is we put in the whole of the album. I just looked at the. I was just trying to get a title out from this album. I said, "Okay, All For You," because the truth is, my life is for Him. All that I do, everywhere I go, everything, the breath, the air that I breathe, everything is all about God. And so I titled this "All For You," and that's the track of the album.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Ethel. On Spirit Radio, here's All For You from Ethel Mwobo.
Thank you.
Just for you. My heart, my mind, it's all for you. Everything I do is all for you. I give my all, it's all for you. Just for you. Yeah, through it all, you've been there for me.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.